Welcome to Talking Hogs. We are back. The only show that gets fired on its day off. How we doing, boys? I'm gonna take a little drink out of my Dr. Dank Pineapple IPA from Wicked Weed. It's
yeah.
fine.
Right, it's yeah. It's fine. There's better pineapple ones. That's Going Coastal. That's a nice one. Sweetwater. Doing good. We're in the throes of Labor Day weekend right now. Right now.
Let's talk about the labor that was this weekend. We missed last week. Well, we didn't. If you are a loyal patron, if you're a true friend of the show, you can go and listen to our most recent episode that was released via the Patreon beyond the paywall. You guys are more than welcome to go and listen to that, along with the 30-plus episodes and video content that we have to offer. But it was my kid's birthday last weekend, and it was Daniel's kid's birthday this weekend. So we have just been familying it up. You can hear more about what we did on the Patreon. But Daniel, tell us about the birthday party that was Miss Raina's.
Man, you want to talk about a birthday palooza? We had a giant inflatable slip and slide, the finest Little Caesars money could buy.
Did you get the extra most bestest, dude?
Oh, fuck no, man. Kids don't eat that shit. We got five cheese and five pepperoni.
Okay.
And we got these commemorative gummy bear keychain giveaways. Oh, the background screen don't like that. The kids got these gummy bear necklaces. Let's see. Several adults are severely marred and maimed today after the events of the water slide. I, for one, feel like I've been hit by a truck. Most of my body is broken, my soul along with it. Let's see. We had several hilarious incidents. Nana got run off pretty early, which thankfully enough that worked out.
That's fun.
A friend of the show, producer Nikki, selected the finest of musical accompaniments for our show, which I severely approve of. But Nana was not having music with the B word in it played at a child's birthday party. She was not having it. And now, it wasn't like we were listening to Bone Thugs. No, we had the illustrious female empowerment body, Doja Cat, singing about female empowerment.
Requested
by the children. Nana wasn't having it. Doja Cat's going to be on the radio for about 2.5 minutes. Me and Ma, you're going to have to just deal with it. The kids can't hear the music 30 feet from the porch near the industrial blower that is the inflatable slide. No one's giving a fuck but you. So, no. And then once you tow off and ran away, it's like, oh, no, please don't leave. Why? Oh, you brought so much to the party as is. I'd hate for you to go.
No, but if you must.
You're lucky she left when she did. Please. She didn't need to be down there in the trenches with them kids. Them kids started playing what they really like, just like throwing. It was like, all right, throw my song on. Yeah, let me get several N-words in here, and I'm going to take off on this slide. I'm fast as fuck, son. I was like, God damn, what are you, 10?
Jesus. The kids, Doja Cat was probably the tamest thing those kids were exposed to. Mm-hmm. The things they hear in a Fortnite lobby, I'm sure, have well-prepared them for the B word. Oh, God.
As well as the B word, the C word, the D word. And if you know, some of these kids are swinging from the fences, they'll throw a couple of N's in there with a hard R. You don't know. You really don't know.
Those are the bad kids, though. Like, those they are were the bad, very obviously the shitty kid. And I mean it. Like, Dan knows one of the kids I'm talking about is like, you got a real toot on you. I can't wait to see you, like,
halfway down this water slide.
They're going to be selling me my lottery tickets and beer at the gas station in the future. And if you work at a gas station, that's fine. But this person made choices.
But just know that Aaron thinks you're shit.
This,
Well, let me just
he thinks he's above you.
Establish,
God damn it.
Let me establish for the record on the podcast. Let me just state that I don't take parenting advice from women who raise deadbeat dads in the first place. So you could save all this valuable parenting advice that you seem to have applied so very delicately well for somebody the fuck else. And take that shit back up to Hickson with you and keep it there.
Yeah, Hickson.
Dude. Hickson.
That's it, dude. Hickson's on blast right now. Fuck Hickson. It's one road and it's fucking full of shit.
Fuck Hickson. Fuck Cleveland. Fuck. How many more we gonna throw up there? Fuck Mon Eagle. I don't really
fuck, know. Take a shot at Red Bank. Fuck them.
Hey, yeah. Fuck Red Bank. Fuck.
And you know what? I would have disagreed, but Sofa King, Sofa King's Delicious gone. Burger is they gone. So fuck Red Bank.
No, fuck Red
Bank. Yeah.
Let me also state some of these parents.
We can
are
do
wilding.
This the whole time.
Listen, I'm not parent of the year, despite what various mugs in my cabinet would have you believe about my father.
Despite the trophy case behind me.
I'm not dad of the year, but I do all right. Some of these parents be wilding. One mom just dropped their kid off. Raina gave out flyers in her at class at school. One parent just yeeted their kid out on the side of 201 and just took the fuck off. Didn't
That's
come
a good
say,
highway
hey
to do
us. Didn't meet nobody. Just bounced. Just
I couldn't do that, dude.
To it.
I could. My fucking head would explode. No. I can't.
No, they're just like.
I liked it. You know, I kind of agree with you, but like we were talking, it's like you're dropping them off in broad daylight on the early part of Lafayette where the good people live. Hell, it's mostly Durkins there anyway.
Yeah, I know where we're at. This is Durkin country.
Dude, he was right on getting like, so they had the big water slide this year. It was real nice. A lot of fun. Bunch of adults getting out on it too. Humming on it, trying to show them kids what good for racing and stuff, doing flips and chicanery down the thing. 2 days in a row of it because the good friends had it. And like, you know, since they got it, we get to enjoy it too. Oh, yeah, Raina, we'll come play with you. Fuck yes, I get to go play on a water slide for 2 days. There's parts of my lower back. Things.
It's fucked.
Dude, like I didn't count on these exercises. Like the cost of sprinting over and over again from a dead start. And jumping really gets those groin inner thigh muscles like, sore, tight.
Yeah, you start to work out muscles that you don't. Like, that is a thing about doing kid activities as a grown man is that there's these muscles that get to reactivate again. Daniel, you're probably the loosest out of all of us because of your adventures in really?
You would think I feel god fucking awful. Now, granted, I have had the most time on the slide outside of any of the kids because it's been at my house since Friday evening. I've been taking my showers there. If I'm going to be running up a water bill, as well, just go ahead and put some body wash on it and run it. But no, I feel like goddamn shit. Backs of my triceps hurt. My calves hurt from leaping. Some lower ab muscle, I assume, was only activated by dodging Aaron as he came down the slide behind me. Something. I'm all fucked up. It's bad.
Yeah, I would be only good for a few of them, and then I would have to really start to listen to my body. Oh, which, man, I'm sure would be cut, like screaming at me. But then I couldn't be bitch in front of y'all two. So I would have to die.
Yeah.
I wanted to stop. Well, see, I feel that. I wanted to stop. There's this kid there that came. He was about 2, maybe 3, somewhere in there. His name was Hale. Shout out to Hale, friend of the show.
And, Hale.
He loved that goddamn slide, man. It was just me and him going down the slide. And we get to the bottom. He'd go, let's try again. Let's try again.
Let's run it back.
And I'm like, hell, listen, brother. My brother in Christ, I'm weak. I'm frail. And he's like, let's try again. So he's my new inner voice every time I don't want to, like, get up and go to work or do
let's
the
try
dishes.
Again, dude.
And at one point, I told poor Hale, I was like, hell, I'm dying, man. I need a break. I need a minute. And he walked over, and he's like, hey, it's okay. Let's try again. And I was like, ah, okay. 10 or 12 more times, that's it. And then we're done.
You know, the worst thing, like I joke around about it, but, you know, stretch, do the Monday through Friday, work pays off. We're tight, we'll stretch it out, we're good there. I can't stretch and strength lift to make my skin any better. And, like, the skin on my knees is chapped. It's a bit thin. It's raw. Like, I'm just, like, grating it down. I can feel it just wearing off.
You should have seen dude this morning hosing all the baby oil off that thing before he rolled it back.
He's just smoking the Marlboro Light, just hosing down the slide. You know what it's going to cost y'all extra, right? I'm getting paid by that.
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck.
God, the
for my cold dead hands.
I do want to shout somebody out. I don't think I'm assuming he doesn't listen, but I won't go full out. Mr. Dykus, I think both of you know him. He's in one of my fantasy
Double D.
Groups. I sent a pick and I was like, all right, good draft, man. I gotta go show some kids how some sliding done. Sent the pick and he's like, whoa, what the hell is this? Where I guess my invitation got lost in the mail. I was like, full send, baby, right now. Throw my good buddy, old D-Man B, right under that bus. You got to talk to him.
I had to print 29 color copies off at near 11, 12 cents a piece. Okay, and I had to wait till my boss was out of the office to use the color printer to do it. 29's all I had, brother, but I will, on the show, on the record, put a freestanding invite for Double D to come to any water slide related development we may have.
Damn right.
Well, that sounds good. Did you guys have? Let's talk about cakes. What was the cake situation?
Kids don't like cake these days. They more into Robux. So
everybody got 15 Robux.
That's all you get. We did cupcakes, which the cat decided to sit on top of the container classic of 10 minutes before the party people showed up. So the center of them.
That's why I was smart. God damn it.
Yeah. Onyx got on top of him and just took a nap.
This looks like a good enough place. You guys will be needing these, correct?
It was definitely Onyx sitting on top of them and not someone carelessly placing trash on top of the container while they were taking out the trash pre-party. It was 100% the cats. You can check the cameras.
Yep.
Daniel, I'm checking the cameras. You're right. It was the cats.
Goddamn honest.
If you look, if the camera footage shows, I'm just passed out stoned in the floor playing Raid Shadow Legends, not doing a goddamn thing.
That checks out. I'm burning the camera footage. The camera footage is gone.
It's gone.
What can you do?
All I can say is that Onyx did it.
Dude, I liked my move is taking advantage of certain savory things and making myself two at home in your home. So it's like they've got all the hot and readies, just stacks on stacks. I'm like, sure, I'll take a slice of that, but it's a hot and ready. Somebody was awesome enough to bring a meat and cheese tray, mostly meat left. So I'm like stacking double digits. Nobody else is touching this meat. I got turkey ham, about a dozen slices in between two crackers. I'm like, yo, brother, you got some mustard in the fridge, right? I'm going to need some for this cracker sandwich. That's what I like to do.
Yeah, all them fat kids ate all the cheese tray after cheese tray. I was kind of upset, but what are you going to do?
Children just so fat and pudgy these days.
Yeah, I was
never
fat.
Make it all the way down the slot.
I was never a fat boy.
I was like, you'd at least think the fat kids would make it all the way down the slide, but the math don't work out.
It don't.
The inertia.
Some poor little girl and Chew had already given me a couple of drinks at this point. So like, she's like, I just get halfway down the slide and you're always humming. Like, what you got to do is like, well, I got like a lot of size on you. I think you got to do. She's like, well, how can I get better? It's like, well, size will come with time. It looked like you're working on it. So I think you're going to be good. But it doesn't help you today. I just get faster. You got to get faster. Like, get better.
These kids ain't leaping. They just fall into the slide, expecting the slide to do the work. You got to bootstrap your way down that slide.
You got to bootstrap down. if that makes any sense.
Did I feel great about baby oiling up all these kids? No, but we did it.
For entertainment.
For entertainment purposes.
I'm going to throw, in fact, yeah, y'all, I'll eventually get the picture to slide up in the background.
Well, I'm glad everybody had a great time. And did she get everything she wanted?
She did. I will attest, after hours of rigorous testing, her PS4 and Grand Theft Auto 5 do work charmingly. When she gets the opportunity to play it, I'm sure she will enjoy it.
And it's just, I'm sure it's just you. Raina, it's time for bed. Knock, knock, knock. Open up the door. And it's just like this scene of her just a beach waylaid, dude, just hundreds dead. And I'm talking old school style. She's holding people up and just blowing their heads off with a shotgun.
She was, those kids were really having a good time in some of the, you know, some of them joints you get into. Them Grand Theft Auto games, you know.
They discovered the high heel store.
Yeah.
They loved that place.
They were having a good time.
God bless.
And I'm telling these kids, it's just math. You know, y'all can't get too excited. Them's just polygons. Them's just alligator rhythms. You can't get too excited.
That's when Daniel slides out of Playboy from 1996. Now, if y'all really trying to have a good time, don't tell your mama where you got this from. It's your uncle's.
This was my dad's, and it's totally right. That.
So, well, good, man. We had to end up. So yesterday, on our end, was a joint birthday in the family. My dad's side, which I hardly ever get to see. So I was like, God damn it. I really got to go and make an effort and make sure I go see everybody, because my friends of the show, my two cousins, TJ and Shay, they're fucking great. So I had to go and see them. And I have an uncle on that side who's not doing super hot, so I have to go and make sure that, you know, you see everybody. You make your rounds. But I say all that because Adrian got really, like, fucking – they were watching Deion Sanders coach his first game, Aaron. I watched that game.
Which upset, baby. Upset city.
I'm thinking, like, my cousin TJ was like, yeah, you know we're watching this game, right? I'm like, no, why? It's like, it's fucking Colorado. And then he's like, it's Deion Sanders. I'm like, what the fuck? And I see him, I'm like, dude, he's actually, like, team's actually doing pretty fucking good. Like, what's going on here?
Quite a super fast blurb on that. Like, Colorado was 1-7 or what not. There's more games than that. But I don't know. They were trash. Just total trash last year. And they've been trash.
Yeah.
Whatever. Neon Deion, the hype himself, has been rising through the coaching ranks, because you don't immediately get to go D1. You got to prove yourself even as a former superstar. First year with Colorado, he's nothing but a hype machine, man. And, like, think about collegiate-level kids. Like, they want to go play for him. He's like, bring that fucking smoke. Everybody on notice. My name is Coach Prime. Don't fuck it up or I'm walking out, and you got to earn to play here. Like, the dude's just nothing but, like, he's like Big Baller Brand in a coach or some shit, but he delivers.
Right? Yeah. It's Big Baller Brand, but, like, it actually means something. It's not just, like, a huff of fucking smoke. Like, it's fucking Deion Sanders, dude.
Like, Deion, baby.
Come on, baby. So that was interesting. Of course, my kids didn't give a fuck. So it was time to cut the cake. There was an ice cream cake there, which, here's a fun idea for a party. This birthday party, you know what the main food was? They did barbecue stuffed baked potatoes. They made about 20 baked potatoes, dude.
Oof.
And just shove them full of whatever the fuck you wanted. And then here's some trays of barbecue pulled meats. And I was just like, This is incredible. I haven't thought about baked
killer potato birthday.
Yeah, make your own killer.
Holy shit!
Make your own killer tater birthday party.
I didn't know that was a fucking option.
Neither did I.
See, we've talked about a baked potato bar for adults in the past. I'm about it, but good goddamn, you're talking about loose, messy, fucking pulled Q in a tater for a kid's birthday party. That's brazen. That's bold.
Well, okay. Now, My kids were the only – I've got the youngest kids. It was actually – it was from my cousin TJ, and you guys have met my cousin Shay at the wedding, but it's her little brother. He just he's 30 fucking – how old am I, too? So he's 31. And then my cousin Evan, who just turned 19, their birthdays are like days apart. So my kids were the youngest kids. Wow, that's a picture.
That's
the ovarian tube that you guys had. That's sick.
That's fucking horrible. That is that is awful. You didn't have any flattering pictures of me or no? We just had
hey Aaron, do you have like an NFL style like marker you can use on this picture right now? There's a couple things we should point out.
Oh man. Oh,
how far we have fallen. What a mess. What a mess.
Oh, God.
Dude, this is the pick for a while now, Aaron. You know that, right?
Oh, that's it. Good thing nobody watches the YouTube.
Not yet.
I don't think they're going to see anything in that picture they can't see in person.
No. True. That's true.
It's a hot mess. Oh.
So Tater Man. Bar was a slam jam success. I just turned to Adrian and he's just like eating the skin. But so there's an ice cream cake, right? They accidentally left it out, started to melt over. So they had to refreeze it. You know, once ice cream starts to melt and you refreeze it, it's never the same. So my cousin brings it out. He's trying to cut a piece for the boys and it just looks like shit. He's trying his best, but it looks fucking awful. He gives it to Adrian, and Adrian looks up at me, and he goes, "This is the saddest thing I've ever seen." And then TJ's like, "Damn, he just fucking called me out on my ice cream cake." I was like, "Yeah, dude, you should see this. Fucking everything else I get called out for. This is fun." But that's what we did. I was there for like 5 hours, came back home, immediately started drinking. yeah, that's pretty much it in terms of what's going on in my world. Daniel, sounds like everything went good. Aaron, anything else happened in your rich ass life?
You know,
I have a Patreon. I have a PlayStation 5 now. I'm as rich as Aaron. Aaron?
Yeah, baby. You know, this weekend is pretty much like I went the way of Dan's kid's birthday. Raina's my bud. Wanted to be there for that. She specifically requested. Made sure that Chu and I would be there. Wanted to give her badass
Uncle Aaron and Uncle Choo Choo. Yeah, dude,
I love it.
Uncle
Choo
Choo was in rare form.
I bet he was.
It was spectacular.
The children.
He's just leaning around like children at the feet of Jesus. He's like, "What's all the kids wants to get on the throne?" He like. He missed the slide one time. He went to go dive into it and like hit the side rail. It was like, "Cook out."
Oh,
don't you kids want to rage?
I'm about to show all these kids what it's like to have a good time.
To be fair, that's like he's there. Melinda mixing drinks is like, how much alcohol goes in a mixed drink? Like a cup, right? Like 8 ounces per?
Shit, don't ask us that. I'll just tell you when to stop. How about that?
Yeah.
Which is never.
But that's been good. We got about half of it left. I'll see what I can get into. We used to do Dragon Con around this time. But I haven't gotten back into Dragon Con post-pandemic. I just haven't been as well. I don't know. Like, I think everything's been even more inundated. So, like, finding the hotel room, it just felt like too much of a hassle. And, of course, when you cross me and my money, it puts a bit of a sour taste in my mouth. So, like, the year when all that shit started and they shut down, they're like, "Don't worry, pals, friends. We're all good here. We'll push forward your badges and everything you paid for to the next year. It's not a problem. It's easy for us to do that." I'm like, "Cool, thank you." And when the second year came around and things were still iffy, they were
"We've
like,
lost all
fuck
the money.
No, show up or lose your money." And like, we didn't go. So I was like, You just took $100 of daddy's money, so we'll see. We'll see if I get back around to you. Not like my shit's hurting them, but I don't know. I didn't like that. Fuck them.
Yeah, it's a little fucks.
Otherwise, you know, I'm going to go eat me some good grub with old Chuby here as soon as we get done. Sounds like some Korean, some pho, something like that's on the menu.
Where y'all going?
Where y'all doing that?
I don't know. We'd floated some different joints along. Some Thai Korean pho was the theme we were going for. I know a super pho I brought up since you and Blake had been there.
Yeah, Casey. Dude. I was about to say super pho, man. That, God, just cooking the meat in the broth is still something I think about once a week.
There's some decent places like Chopsticks is pretty good, spelled with an X on the end. It's better than it sounds. It's there's a good.
Did you get jerked off there?
I wish. Yeah. No. But I guess I haven't tried, to be fair.
What's a Zinger Mountain Melt run you at Chopsticks? How much is it? How much does that cost you there?
Hey, yeah, you know what? If y'all are trying to be like fucking men about it, go on down to Gun Barrel. Stop by a little place called Miller's. Tell them Casey sent you.
Get that listen.
Casey sent you. Get you Zinger Mountain.
Get you ZMM, dude.
I mean,
you just saw that picture of me. You think this body can't take down a Zinger Mountain Melt?
I'd be, dude, I'm telling you, by the end of our lives, we're going to go to Miller's together, and we're going to get the Mountain Melt together. Each of us, we have to have it. Aaron, you're not going to do any pussy shit where it's like, I want a salad. No, dude, you're getting zinged.
I'll get the zing. Yeah. I'll eat the zing after the salad. Let me get my veg in. I'll house them both. It's good.
I'm going to zinger size it, too. Don't think I won't.
Are you going to Miller size the zinger, dude? You going to get yourself five extra tendies on top of the cheese fries? We don't have to go over it again, but literally, it's what happens when you take an appetizer and you inject it with the same serum from TMNT2. You know, the secret of the ooze, dude? That's what happens. You got the ooze, and you injected it into an appetizer. And that's the Zinger Mountain Melt.
You put too many sinful things like that together, and you get a glorious concoction. It's hard to do more than once. I got a game for that, but we under 8 minutes. I'll save it for after the break. But I will say on the mention of combining a bunch of ingredients, I did have the new Domino's pepperoni and cheese stuffed cheesy bread over the
weekend. Was that? I saw the commercial. I've done the I like their feta stuffed cheese bread they
spinach
do.
Spinach feta.
Yeah.
That's still my fave. This was just extra same cheesy. It's a lot, you know, it's a half.
It's a pizza without the sauce. Was it a pizza without the sauce?
Right. And then it comes with the sauce. So, you know, it's like.
So it's a pizza. You just get extra pizza on that.
It was fine. They sent me the wrong pizza otherwise. So I was upset. It kind of tainted the overall view. Did watch 13 Ghosts in its entirety again with Nikki after she went to sleep. So that was
best. It's the best. Matthew Lillard is a national treasure. I cannot wait for him in Five Nights at Freddy's.
He's insane in that movie. I forget just how zany. Over the top, he's going, and then you got Tony Shalhoub and F. Murray Abraham there to balance it out. It's a good cheesy movie.
It's a great film.
Even like I have the DVD where it goes in. There's a lore section where there's lore on 13 Ghosts, dude.
Yeah, it's in the little book. Yeah, it's fucking sick as hell, dude.
Bring it back. Bring it back. Dude,
yeah, let's get a new. While we're remaking horror movies, let's remake 13 Ghosts.
Yep,
I think it was except, sick.
Isn't it Rip? F. Murray Abraham now.
Doesn't matter. We'll CGI him in. We'll get AI to do it.
We brought back Tupac. We'll bring back F. Murray, dude. Don't you worry.
Let me make
F. Murray.
Let me make a.
No wait, I think he's still alive. I'm sorry, F. Murray Abraham. I'm sorry.
He's probably listening.
Sorry, man. I love you.
If we're going to remake 13 Ghosts, and we're going to use Matthew Lillard, and Matthew Lillard is arguably the best live-action Shaggy to ever been played, let's combine the two. Let's get 13 Ghosts, and let's get Scooby-Doo and the 13 Ghosts with the ghost of Vincent Price via a hologram, and combine the two into some Scooby-Doo Zinger Mountain Melt of a movie where we just slam fuck these two delicious things together. There's no amount of my adult money I won't pay for that.
I was about to say, that sounded familiar. There is literally, predating 13 Ghosts the movie, there's the 13 Ghosts of Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo.
A series in the mid-80s.
That's right. Holy shit. Yeah.
It's just Daphne and Shaggy and Scooby and Scrappy. They're in a different van. Vincent Price's disembodied head speaks to him through a crystal ball.
Yeah, like, right.
What a fucking call. Yes.
Yes. God,
Vincent Price.
It used to be better, dude. Everything used to be better.
You know, the remake, when they tried to restart it a little, though, some of that shit wasn't bad. Like, when they had some of the newer films, when it called, what was that, Scooby-Doo on Zombie Island, I think?
Zombie
like,
Island
that was,
rules.
That was solid.
Yeah, Zombie Island,
Witch's Ghost.
Witch's Ghost is good.
Oh, which one brought out them hot-ass Hex Girls?
The Hex Girls, Witch's Ghost.
Yeah.
Hex Girls. Let's not forget Scooby-Doo saves the WWE from that flaming bear ghost, if we've forgotten about that, or Scooby-Doo teams up with Kiss to save Christmas and rock and roll, if I'm not mistaken. They're still cranking them out. They're still going hard. I don't know if you've watched Mysteries, Inc., one of the...
Was it the newer, show?
It's not the newest iteration of Scooby-Doo, but it's from, 2011 to 2014.
I believe me and the boys have watched all of it. There's a character on there they call Hot Dog Water.
Yeah.
No,
it has a little bit of that mid-2000s Cartoon Network humor, but
Is it Fred Durst?
No, if only.
It is.
He's the ghost of the chocolate starfish, dude. but what that show did, Mysteries Incorporated, if I'm not mistaken, was like they had a lot of overarching plots across the entire series that paid off.
Yes.
Somehow. Mm-hmm. It was like the Dragon Ball Z of Scooby-Doo, dude. It was pretty dope.
It really was good. It had a good through line. It had Monster of the Week, but it had connective story tissue.
Yeah.
That super intelligent owl was the bad guy. Sorry, guys. Spoilers for a mid-2000 Scooby-Doo cartoon.
I want to go out on this first dog leg since we got under 3 minutes left with nothing but like Scooby-Doo zingers. Like, well, we should bring Cardi B in. Scooby-Doo, where are you?
Celebrity,
we got some twerk
like the Scooby-Doo's. Yeah, what was the Scooby-Doo shows called that had the guest celebrities every week? Like Don Knotts, the Harlem Globetrotters. Mama Cass was on one where she got stuck.
Batman
in
and Robin.
Factory.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, what was that called?
Was it
God
like
damn it, I watched all of those. I love the ones with Don Knotts and
Don Knotts and something like that. Or
dude, it's a fucking, it's an early 80s. Like,
yeah,
is it like a Guess Who Scooby Doo or it was something wild like that?
Man, Scooby Doo, folks, if your kids aren't aware, you're fucking up.
Yeah, when we're talking classic cartoons and you're making your kids like go through the histories, like you want to watch Gumball and you want to watch Adventure Time and shit. Well, before we get there, you're going to have to watch a few things of mine. Scooby-Doo.
I think it was called Scooby-Doo Movies. And they would do one. They were close to an hour long. Yeah, Sonny and Cher, Batman, Three Stooges, Don Knotts.
We're losing you, baby.
Daniel, are you?
So long, Cassie. Does anybody remember that shit?
We're losing you. You're getting robot voice, baby.
I think Daniel was in trap.
He is.
Ray Shadow Legends was too powerful. Movies and had all these celebrities in it. The Bomb Cast episode is one of my favorites because I make fun of her being fat.
It's so bad. So bad.
Daniel's talking really? From within the bramble, but yeah, you're pretty rough, buddy.
It's the haint. It's the Scooby-Doo of it all, man.
You're speaking too much ghost.
Too
has
much.
Has anyone watched one? We got a minute, so here's a minute. Has anyone watched One Piece yet?
No.
It's actually fun. It's not small to watch it. I've been watching it. It's actually fun. I don't mind.
If your show has hundreds upon hundreds of episodes, I'm not into it.
Now we're not watching the anime, we're watching the live action because I was like, about to devote time of my life to 1,034 episodes. Let's boil it down to an 8-episode season. that goes over roughly 300 of those episodes. But it's good. It's fun. It's a lot better than what I expected it to be. And a lot better than what Cowboy Bebop ended up doing, like the live-action Cowboy Bebop.
I liked it.
Just go out on that. Your disappointing face. Dan's thumbs up.
How am I doing now? Am I good?
Am I better, Mr. Robot? Hey, okay. Daniel, what a better time to be 100% than right when we're about to go to break.
Let's see.
We are live. This just in, CM Punk fired from AEW. Aaron, thoughts?
You know, the guy's somebody you want to root for. He's an obvious talent, but it seems pretty self-wrought. I'm a little surprised they handed that ultimate verdict to such a big talent, but what are you going to do, man? You can't treat people like shit.
Daniel, thoughts on fake sports? Go.
CM Punk, kind of a loser. Don't really care for people who don't like doing drugs.
My man. Daniel's been right since the beginning.
What did he do? Something shitty? He's kind of always been a shitty person. Like, maybe you should try smoke some weed and calm down a little bit.
He got into to not take too long in Casey's wrestling minute. He got into a altercation with Jungle Boy, Jack Perry, son of Matthew Perry of Beverly Hills 90210, I believe. But he's a wrestler, and Jack Perry wanted to do a spot with Glass. CM Punk said, "If you're going to do that spot, it's not going to be on my fucking show. Hit the bricks." At their all-out show in Wembley Stadium this past weekend, Jack Perry does, in fact, do a spot with actual Glass. Jack Perry looks to the camera and says, "Hey, look, actual Glass. Whoop-de-doo." Goes to the back. CM Punk says, "You got a fucking problem with me, man? You got a fucking problem, doggy?" CM Punk puts him in a front face lock. They get into an altercation. Knock down monitors in the back. Some of the monitors apparently have fallen over on top of owner of the company, Tony Khan, who is like 130 pounds soaking wet, and he's like a huge wrestling nerd. So pretty much his hero has just thrown TVs all over him. And after last year, CM Punk got into a big fight last year too with wrestlers, and it just kind of seems like there's this thing going where CM Punk is like turning into exactly what he fucking hates, which is a bully fucking gatekeeper and a prick.
Well, CM Punk's always been a prick, but okay, that's just some very wrestling thing to do. That's just good TV. Why are we firing a man for doing what you've ingrained in him to do, which is start shit with other wrestlers? How many times did they blow up Vince McMahon in a limousine? How many times did they wail on his broken leg in a hospital? And you tell me you push a few monitors over on this guy? Bring mustachioed evil villain Vince back. Let him push a wheelchair kid down an elevator shaft, and let's move on with our goddamn lives.
You gotta be able to turn it off when the cameras are off, man. It's like Pete, if you come home from the war, war's over, baby.
Yeah, that's exactly how that works every time.
And what do we do to those that don't get that?
We leave them on the street to starve to death without health care. That is a good point. And we will do the same to CM Punk. Motherfucker won't even take an Advil, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. Good. I wasn't expecting Daniel to have the wrestling territory mind of a 1980s wrestler right now. Pretty good.
I do not like CM Punk very much. I don't like a man who's like, "Yeah, I'm a prick without booze and drugs." Like, okay, just do booze and drugs like the rest of us adults and just kind of move on with your life.
At least then you'll have a fallout to why you're a prick. Like, I was on drugs.
Now, I am with you. I was taking the easy route, but like CM Punk, I've never been a huge fan. I think that...
Now, but Aaron, you were with me 2011 when the pop bomb happened. You remember it.
Yes. I do. And I like some of his showmanship.
Pivotal moments in wrestling history. Me and you were sitting in TR's living room, probably really fucked up, but I remember sitting there thinking, like, no, this is real. This is something real that's happening right now.
Yeah. He needs something about the lands between. It's almost like he kept pushing to see how far he could go, and then he pushed too far beyond the point of no return. So now he is not but wrestling man in and outside the ring, on and off camera. You can't push it that hard without losing yourself a little, I guess.
I think he'll go down, just to wrap this up, I think he'll go down in history as one of the biggest what-ifs of all time. He was huge now. I think he could have gotten even fucking bigger. If John Cena was Hulk Hogan, CM Punk was Macho Man or Roddy Piper, like, it could have went farther. But I think he got into his own way, which, again, is like the most old school wrestler shit ever. They always get their own fucking way. But he didn't have drugs or alcohol to blame on it. He's just an asshole.
To put him in the same realm Macho Man is really a disservice to the Macho Man, because while the Macho Man was, you know, on 24 hours a day, like, he was a good humanitarian outside of the ring. And again, he was cool because he was always blowed out of his fucking skull, which made him a cool dude.
One of his lines,
I went to my therapist and she says I got OCD, says I'm one cool dude. Like, nailed it.
Yeah. God bless. And that's Casey's Wrestling Minute. Aaron, I heard you had a game.
Yeah, I don't know if it really makes so much sense now, but hey, let's see if we can shop it. So the idea was, like, we were talking about throwing all the bullshit and like the Zinger Mountain Melt and whatever, talking about things that sometimes work well together that perhaps shouldn't. I was going with a game called Opposites Attract, and I was along, tell me what these items could be instead of what they actually are, like using a portion of it to make it better. So my example was like watermelon. No, fire melon. You shove a bunch, you infuse it with fireball, and I'm going to make the argument that's better than a watermelon.
All right, throw me one, dude.
All right, so I only had a few. There was like, we're starting to see a lot of our old-ass fogies who pretend to control the government flame out in real time. It's fucking circus. Term limits. What about the word gerontocracy? How could you make gerontocracy better? This was a bit of a softball. You could make it better in a lot of ways.
I got it. Infantocracy. Instead of the exceedingly old, we need newborns and toddlers in the seats of power with their fingers on the button. Cute, squishy Fisher-Price buttons that make little bell noises when they smush on them.
Yes.
I will pivot and instead of term limits, we'll do sperm limits. These guys got 5 loads to bust once they enter office, and they got pick and choose. Okay. Okay, Daniel?
I'm going to back you up. If you're over the certain age, let's say 75, you cannot introduce a bill unless you come on it like you were firing a magical sigil. If you cannot come anymore, you don't get to control any political office. If you can't,
you gotta be able to bust at will.
Yeah, and it's gotta be vanilla. It's gotta be old fashioned stroking and poking. I'm not talking about someone reaching up in your prostate and fixing the problem for you. I'm talking
no electrodes, nothing.
Looking straight ahead at a point in the wall. You know what I'm saying? Yep. It's
either both ways, cranking, DJing, whatever you got. I want to see you bust live.
Yeah. With vigor, dude.
It's got it. Don't you drizzle out on me.
No scrotus, no POTUS, baby. That's God, what we
you
do.
Better shoot. You better fucking shoot.
You better push some shoot white boy. Shot. You ain't getting up our.
Brother, you better shoot. So I'm saying.
Okay, so you both get it. You did fucking perfectly with it. All right. I wish I had more than a few of these now. So, recent news, scientists discovered a trove of rare dinosaur bones dating back 115 million years at Maryland's Dinosaur Park. It's, what's the deal about it? Shit a lot. It was the first dinosaur bone bed found in the state since the 19th century. Featuring the largest theropod fossil ever found in eastern North America, bone bed.
Okay, let's see. Bone bed.
What could be better than a bone bed?
What could be better than a bone bed?
Man.
Bone bed. Let's switch it up and make it something a little tastier. Let's do bone bread. Let's do as the giant forefathers have told us and grind their bones to make our bread. Let's do it. Let's push them limits. That's high protein. You got a lot of collagen in there, you know, a lot of good nutrients in that bone bread. To hell with bone broth, bone bread.
And we could literally eat the rich. That'd be nice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, my child, yes.
Okay, I got two. We'll do this one that's not stupid at all, called Bone Shed. All right, so let's say you dig deep enough to where you find a hollow chasm within the Earth's crusts, and then what lays beneath but a bone shed? That for which a wise old bone blacksmith lays there, who makes you bone blades and bone shields and tells you the stories of ancient times. And if that don't work, how about bone red, where we gain the ability to read bones?
Oh, I like it. These bones are explicit.
Why
content?
Go through the science when you can just look at a bone hard enough until the text appears? You know, kind of like when you play Deathloop and the images and the words just pop up on the screen. You know what I'm saying, Aaron? Is that but with bones?
Oh man, what's your astrological sign, Casey?
I'm a Taurus.
God, I knew it. Just like a Taurus.
It is a very Taurus thing of him to say.
Mm-hmm, is it? Mm-hmm. I don't understand astrology. Yes.
Yeah, well, you can. That's the good thing about astrology is that you ask someone like a magician first what your characteristics are, likes and don't likes, and you say, "Well, what were you? Just like one, my lord." Oh. It's religion on a different level. You just
such an Aquarius. That's such a Sagittarius thing you to say, Aaron.
Close enough.
Fucking Vegetarius, dude. You know what I'm saying? I am good at this game.
Look, let me give you one more. Then not as sexy for me.
I wish I had more than one. From the recent hit movie to the new upcoming drug fueled game, and the longtime voice in Charles Martinet, for now somewhat mysteriously retiring, our boy Mario has stayed in the headlines. Super Mario Brothers. What could be better than that? I can't think of anything. I love Mario.
I've done Super Mario Brothers before on the show, haven't I?
Yeah. Oh yeah, dude. That's a classic bit.
Okay. 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 Let's see. Let's just say, let's do Super Mario Smothers. And Mario, down on his luck, retired from voice acting, is now just doing crush porn. Just placing his Italian dumper over other people's faces and suffocating them with his asshole.
Okay, how can I beat that? How about Turbo Mario Tuggers? It's a certain shop in Japan where you go in, you pay a nice however much money they use, I'm assuming golden coin, and you get to be jerked off by any character in Mario canon, hence Turbo nice. Mario Tuggers. Where's the turbo come in? Well, they press the select button and they go super fast, so you're in there for maybe all the 3 minutes before you bust.
I was wondering which part of that you guys would attack. When I came up with while you were doing it, it was going with the beginning and the not so Super Mario Brothers, and how it's like just two guys who constantly have been razzed throughout their life. They were born like 89, so Mario was already well known craze, and it's like Mario and Luigi, and it's like, hey, you guys plumbers, value plumbers. It's like, no, we both work at the same. He's in claims and I'm in accounting. And they're just like boring white dudes. Like, you wouldn't believe how many plungers we get as gifts. Please stop sending them. Poor guys.
I like that, Aaron. That's sweet. Right. Can I add to this game, but totally different?
Yes.
This is the Zinger Mountain Svelte. So what we're going to do is I'm going to give you guys a plate of French fries, and I'm going to tell y'all what else you could put on top of French fries to make it good.
All right. Go.
Daniel, give me a dessert that you could throw on top of French fries and make it good.
Oh. Come on.
Hmm.
You gonna dessert on top of French fries and make it? Throw ice cream on that.
Yeah,
bitch.
I mean, ice cream's an easy answer. The salty and sweet go well together. I'm thinking maybe a French fry cobbler, you know?
Okay.
Just dump a bunch of French fries in there with some peaches and crumble topping. make a French fry cobbler.
Could we do Aaron?
I've got another. I like going that way, the opposite, taking the French fry, making dessert out of it. What could you do? I want to go with a French fry clavage. I want you to create incredibly thin layers of French fry and start layering that shit. So
all right. High. How about a French fried apple pie?
Now that was, ooh. Yeah. How were you, French fry crust? Or
I'm thinking kind of the smash 'em idea that you just had of a fast food style French fry, so like a McDonald's style fry, the thin shoestrings. Maybe you could just smash them enough to form a patty, then put your apple filling on top, and then put another smashed fry patty on top, crinkle the sides, deep fry that.
Mm-hmm.
French fried apple pie.
I would like to posit the French fry cheesecake. You want to take your crispy fries, you want to smash them into a crust, you want to use a white queso cream cheese filling for the inside and a ketchup glaze on top.
Ooh, I've got one I want to posit to Dan as resident chef expert. I want you to take this and tell me how. I think you'd tell me how it works better, because we're going to have to incept a dessert and go, we're going to double down. I would like to know how a French fry French toast would work.
Shouldn't be too difficult. I'd honestly probably go with a wider, flatter steak fry. Getting them to stick together might require some skewers. I'm not sure if the egg wash is powerful enough to hold it indefinitely, but it should. I would skewer several steak fries together in like a flat platform.
A steak fry is so thick.
Right, but you've got that surface area.
I was wondering what you would think, because I would probably just like cram them together in my hands and then mash it flat and then like batter.
That seems to be the common good French fries, smash them down.
You could go that route. I mean, I've made French toast with potato bread, so I can't imagine it being all that different. But I'm thinking with the steak fries, you got a good flat surface area. Run some skewers through them, make about a toast size, you know, pallet of fries, egg wash them, put them down in the pan, give them the French toast treatment. Shouldn't be too difficult. I'm willing to give it a shot for the tubes.
I like that.
We got to make the Talking Hogs cookbook will be biblical in portion. And it will be our grand opus, dude.
It'll be great. We can put pictures and stuff, you know, personal things, our own family recipes in there. Aaron's corn casserole, his unwashed green bean dishes. all of those can be included.
You got to get that earthy umami rolled in there organically.
I think we're
missing out on flavor.
I think we're missing out on the utility of a waffle fry. I feel like that has a lot of room for a caramel drizzle, some kind of woof. You know, you make a waffle cone out of an actual gigantic waffle fry.
What about like the you know, the way you get like the spiral fries on a stick? I'm thinking like fair food and like a corn dog. I want to take the waffle fry and dip it in like a not completely thin, but a thinner than extra thick kind of cornmeal batter, like a corn dog. Fry that, and then like powdered sugar the outside of that shit and go to town on it.
You could do that. I think that would work. The batter being so heavy, I don't think you'd get the presentation that you're looking for, but it'd be worth a shot. I mean, I figured out how to fry tarantulas, so I mean, it could be done. I'm thinking with a waffle fry, I would make a waffle fry praline, or praline as my family says it. Get your waffle fry, put your caramel through it, get it down in the grooves, put your pecans on top, make a waffle fry praline. Would probably work out pretty damn
well. Oh, wow. Okay, so let's bake the French fries, get them cooked, pull them out. Let's do like a caramel drizz, cinnamon, sugar, throw a couple of nuts on there. Mm-hmm. Put that back in there. You could almost even
I want to kind of like, there's a lot of ways that could work. I was thinking about kind of making it like my egg bread. Have you seen like, you know, the viral stuff where they like throw the two pieces of bread in first in diagonal connection and then just pour the whole egg over, and at the end they're like stacking stuff inside what's going to be the sandwich and just cutting and folding it over. So like making your bread, just sub the waffle fries there. That way that egg cake helps hold it together as a sandwich.
Yeah. You got good dispersion in a waffle fry too.
The egg and like you're talking about the egg and bread, like if you take a hash brown, we'll do breakfast now. You take a hash brown, you just cut a circle out with a cup or something, pull that hash brown chunk out, fry an egg inside of that. You know, that's you. I mean, who needs bread when you have potato? God's bread.
Nature's bread.
Nature's bread. Breakfast is too easy. I've mentioned before my breakfast fries I've done a few times, which is like if I'm trying to die at 45, that's when you make the breakfast fries, which was your shoestring, bacon, eggs, sausage, cheese, all cooked, thrown on top of the fries. Oh, I mean,
smother that bitch in gravy too. Wow. Just keep going.
Yeah. The breakfast fries are something that's, you know what we need to do for the show? And this is something that I haven't been able to be a part of you guys, and I'm not trying to cramp on any kind of age-old tradition, but we need to do the sandwich.
What do you mean?
The sandwich? The Jesus hoagie?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We need to bring it back and record it.
You know what's funny? The Jesus hoagie, like, all together used to cost... You know, our broke ass is cumulatively $80, $90.
It would be $160 at least now.
This is going to be a $300 fucking sandwich.
Exactly. I remember when we hit the special mark of making it cost $100, and I'm trying to see if I can find where in some history, but it was $100 at its most then. Definitely. Yeah.
I've got
$300.
Aaron, go. If you got it pulled up, it's on my Facebook page in my albums. There's pictures of us with the hoagie.
Yeah. I've found a. Shit, how
if
do I extract
we
images?
If we were to do it, no ingredient shall repeat. If you're going to do a fry, a potato, it's one type of potato, whether it be a French fry or a hash brown, what have you. It could be dollops of mashed potatoes. That's an idea. Ice cream scoop mashed potato with brown gravy on top.
I'm down.
Ooh, yeah. Brown gravy on top. I did find
it. We'll throw some pics. We'll get some pics up of the Jesus hoagie. I've still got them from 14, 15 years ago on my Facebook page.
It's in my... and I listed a date with it. Yes, my fucking nerdy ass. It's in my Instagram. 2012 was the last one we made.
It's 11-year-olds. It's been 11 years.
And we still got some.
Yeah, we're still eating it.
How long was the bread?
It's about a foot long or maybe even longer. That became our biggest obstacle. And maybe now I'm thinking I could perhaps more easily find somewhere. We just need someone to make us a large artisan loaf of bread. That's what we were missing. But I'm hoping
that's always been our hang up
maybe.
Bread.
100%. Yeah, we could find a restaurant to do that.
But in 2012, it was an issue. Some dumb reason. God, I've almost got it up the screen.
The secret to a good sandwich, as we've mentioned before, is it's got to be wet. You know, it's got to have plenty of fluid to it. Keep it good and moist, especially with a thicker artisanal bread.
The and wetter, the better. Cheese. Give me that soggy Sam.
Pepper Jack.
Like a good chop sandwich or something like that. That's legit good.
Ooh.
Here we go. Jesus hoagie on screen as much as you can see. Like, that was
onion
everything.
Rings,
you know?
Right.
Onion rings, cheese sticks, some chicken tenders.
We need to get some fried shrimp on that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, bitch. It would do.
Throw me a side of fish, like a whole fried haddock.
That is a fucking beast.
And a different angle. Oh, yeah, we had we had cheddar peppers on that bitch, too.
Onion rings, cheese sticks, jalapeno poppers, queso dip. Yeah.
So much meat and cheese. God, look at that Aquafina. 24-pack in the background. It's longer than it is.
Maybe that should be our big like YouTube goal, like video this year is doing the sandwich. If you guys would be down to do something like that.
Love it.
We should get a donation for the sandwich.
If anyone wants to pay for the sandwich, we need a small down payment. I think we should do it. And then,
Some people in, see if they want us, like, if you want to come over and be on the video of it and have some of it.
And be, I'm going to be violently drunk, dude. I'm gonna cause problems, man.
Yes.
Oh, I'm gonna get so mad for no reason, dude.
But don't you shut the fuck up?
I'm gonna pick like somebody and just fucking fight them the whole night, dude. I'm gonna cause a fucking problem. Dude. I'm gonna cuss an old man out.
I'm gonna just constantly drop. Like getting on to us, like, hey, guys.
I'm gonna drive Aaron's car halfway up the driveway and throw the keys in the pond. Not only is the keys in the pond, but the car is blocking the only way out. Now we're friends forever.
Oh, I love that. What is he doing? You see him in the distance. Like, what was that?
Yeah, you just hear the whistle of a key ring just go.
Yeah. Oh, Dan's got a picture of me eating some very blurry picture of me eating the.
Hey, them phones back in them days couldn't take a picture worth a damn.
Have you seen this man along with friend of the show, Matt Nolan in the back there?
There you go.
And then me.
I'm back. Big D.
Oh, Big G.
Oh man, did eat on that sandwich forever. You just have to cut like such thin slices off of this fat stack. That's a whole meal.
Yeah, we'll have to do it. Mm-hmm. We could just talk about sandwich forever. It's the ultimate meal.
It's the ultimate meal, and it's the ultimate managing method. I'm still a big fan of what's it called? The compliment sandwich. It's like, hey, Roger, great to see you today. No, I can always count on you. Hey, did you see them dogs? Great win and everything. Just want to talk to you a little bit about, like, you know, some of the TPS reports. You got a little, like, snafu there. You know, if you just make sure you get the VLOOKUP on, no problem. But, hey, good job out there. Nice shirt. What's up?
Yeah,
just want to encase something you want. Super
Daniel, cheese. Man, I appreciate all the work you've been putting in. I love everything you do, man. We got to talk about how you fucking shit sometimes. Other than that, keep up the hard work. Keep up the hard jerk, too. I've seen you beat off, brother, and you're doing it with authority.
Dude. Man, I'm doing it like it was a competition.
Never seen you more confident.
Yep. You know, Aaron, just I'm
catch his eye through the stall.
The Tigers playing.
Yeah. How many do you think randomly through your life, like someone in a stall, public restroom, you think you've like peered in to see if somebody's in there or something, and you've caught an errant bust clarity eyeball through like a public space? You think that's ever happened?
3 or 4 times, maybe at the most, not often.
But I bet it's not zero.
It's definitely not zero. I'm definitely one to just autism my way into a fucking stall and not knock or check or nothing and just fucking bust up in that bitch. And somebody with their hands tucked between their crotch, like, oh, and it's like, don't be ashamed.
I wonder if I can get that. I just want, like, that you look through the cracks and you catch the one guy who's like, he's finally been working and no one's in there. And all you get is like the, like,
you disappear for a second and it was just the sandwich and just the idea of like, yeah, you just peer in and then you disappear. It's just it's
the image. You see some dude like on this, just like,
don't mind me, sir. I'm just passing through.
I'm just eating this eldritch nightmare of a sandwich.
I have to go to a lot of female locker rooms now and I literally beat on the door for 5 minutes straight, just yelling. I will not be caught. I will not be lured.
It's a dangerous way to start that statement. It's not how it's like, I have to go in a lot of women's restrooms now, and before I go in, I beat. And I was like, I'm glad you took it where you did.
Yeah, my bad. Let me rephrase it.
I'm making sure out of courtesy.
I just knock and I say what company I work for. Like, hey, it's me. I'm here for things. Is everybody gone?
The girls going wild.
Okay, here comes me. I open the door, wait another 40 seconds. We're good, right? Okay, go in there. Yeah. There's someone in there. God, I'm terrified. Hey, man,
that's what you should do. But that reminded me of something else. Like, not enough people give the courtesy knock like that. Before I go in any fucking bathroom, even if the goddamn lights are off, whatever's going on, I give that quick, like, ear to the door, like, huh? Then go in. Just give it a beat. Give someone a chance to be like, ah.
Hey, what if you were taking a shit and there was a real-life glory hole and then a dude's dick came through the other side? Do you just get back out, or do you say something like, hey, put your dick up?
Oh, I'm gonna suck it a little. A little. I mean, they went through so much trouble. And it's like that new Flash movie. It's like that new Flash movie. It's not good, but somebody worked really hard on it. And honestly, if I don't watch a little bit of it, you know, come on, just suck it a little. Check it for bumps and suck it a little.
I think I'd take a pic of it and then try to like cover it with
toilet paper.
With toilet paper, and then
you should take the roll off and then you hang it on it, and then you roll it.
Very good.
Oh, cool! More toilet paper holders.
Oh, nice.
In reality, that might be like I don't know. It's one of those like situations where I'd have to be there to know. It's either me getting up and running out while calling 911 and shouting to people outside because I don't know what this crazy bastard's capable of, or I'm so enraged that someone made me stand up with peanut butter cheeks that they're about to die. Like, I'm about to.
Oh, dude, that's when you wipe your ass with his penis. Huh? Really?
From the inside. Get in there and really, get it real clean.
Really clean really it clean. Out there, Aaron. Yeah.
Really clean.
Yeah. Oh, dude, this is what you really entice him, and you're like, yeah, you want some of this tight bussy, dude? And he's like, oh, yeah. And then you just like, oh, I bet you try this on for size, big boy. And he's like, oh, man, you're so wet.
That's poop.
Yeah, that's called shit, daddy. What
scares me is I keep having this recurring nightmare of a dick coming through a glory hole, and as it burgeons through the hole, the surrounding wall around it starts to crack at the girth as this foreboding force comes through and just wrecks the glory hole on its way through, and it's like, oh god, it's coming. I can't take it all. Someone call the National Guard.
That's a pretty straightforward dream right there.
Yeah, that dream leaves nothing up for interpretation, dude.
Nope, it's very phallic. My therapist loves that dream the most.
It's all right. Have you guys ever seen the ET porn? You know, the clips of the ET?
Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. So I had a dream.
I've seen
about that.
Anything, yeah.
It's like shot in the 90s, but it was like this ET, like this woman is just in full ET bodysuit cosplay with her teat toot and her teat teats hanging out and stuff. And I had a dream that I was in it and they were trying to make me fuck ET, dude. And I was like, no, I can't. It's too weird looking. And then
E.T.
I woke up,
home, dude.
Just like sticking that ass up, telling you to phone home.
It was just like she had a butt and a Johnny and two little tit, dude. And but the head of E.T. and it was just, I can't do that, brother. I don't go for that.
Tell me though, and I haven't seen the whole compilation. I know it's a multi-part series, but like at some point, the glowing finger goes in somebody's asshole, right? It's got to.
See, that's what I was thinking, except like your dick just was the glowing thing. Like your head is shining and you're ramming that in.
That's good too.
God, this is a really good way to like end up the episode, you know?
Yeah.
Fucking E.T.
E.T. extra testicles. And it's just like a DP.
Still nap.
Well, instead of glory holes, it's hoary goals. And isn't that one of them is a glory hole, you know?
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine.
I think we need to take the glory hole back to church where it belongs. And only God's love shines through that hole. And, you know, if you really want God's love and his glory inside of you, you've got to open yourself up to receive the glory of God through said
hole. And that's by getting one of those little hole drills that will that drills the perfect circle in your wall, and then you build your own glory hole.
That perfect circle. You just say, hey, Judith, look what I did.
Honey, you said we're not doing anything adventurous anymore. I've drilled a hole through the drywall. What do you think?
It's my new girlfriend now.
Honey, this is my new girlfriend, drywall. Drywall, say
she
hello.
Is dusty.
And she's fine because she's got her new boyfriend, Maynard.
And Maynard she's loves wet. That you know what I'm saying? Mm. I have.
That's caulk. That's not.
That's mostly caulk. I hope you guys don't mind. I've been having sex with your bathroom wall. So the Jesus hoagie. Redemption.
Yeah, man.
Let's make it happen.
I need a source on bread. Any listeners out there that make artisanal bread and have a giant oven that's not used for crematory purposes, I need you to make us a giant bread.
Man, could a crematory oven make great bread or no. What?
It will make great ashes. It will not make great bread.
Because it's set to kill, not stun.
Yeah, it's set to dock out. It's not set to bread.
Dude, we might be able to do that shit now. I forgot. Nikki make bread. Well, you just got to get her to make it long enough. Will the oven handle the length we need?
Maybe. Well, we get two ovens and we put them mouth to mouth and we open the doors.
Yes, dude. Ass to ass ovens.
Yeah.
Oh, man. We're going to make it happen. Is there anything we don't want on the sandwich? Is there any greenery on this sandwich here?
So that's what I was going to ask, because it's tough. When you've got that much meat, cheese, and fried shit, like, you're going to be eating this so long. Like, the green's probably just going to get in the way, right? Make it slide too much.
There's onions in them onion rings. You all right?
Yeah. And the
jalapeno when you're making poppers, this sandwich, the greenery is the last thing on your mind.
Yeah.
Just throw a load of tempura on there. It was like the flat, wide carrots, fat fucking broccoli heads.
Now you're using your noodle.
Get her.
And we'll just wedge a piece of sushi every quarter inch, dude. Just line it all the way down.
Yeah, let's class this bitch up. Let's get some sashimi on that goddamn sandwich.
Oh, that one's a keeper. Eat it all tonight.
Yeah, we got
tabs, LSD, some sashimi.
I mean, should we outsource certain, like, I mean, do we need to go to the best? Like, do we go to Champy's and get a couple of chicken tenders and throw it on there? What, I mean, the options are endless. That's an episode to itself is the creation of the sandwich and the game plan.
Let's save it.
You got it.
For that episode.
For get that. And when that time comes. And with less than a minute remaining, let's go over what we learned today. Which is absolutely nothing. Daniel?
CM Punk, still a prick. Birthday party, rad as hell. Nana can suck it. Hickson can suck it. Let's see.
Hickson sucks. Red Bank sucks.
Yep.
Dalton's all right.
It's pretty shitty too as well.
Come play Super Mario Wonder with me October 20th.
Yeah, everyone buy that game so we can show Aaron that he fucking sucks. And that I am the true Mario speed gunner, dude.
Going down, baby.
And I'm playing as Yoshi, so nothing hurts me.